Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 3rd of February 2024. Today's topic is the awaited announcement. Our text today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 through 18. 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Key verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Some announcements come as good news when they bring hope, joy, and happiness, while some others come as sad news, bringing anxiety, worry, and fear. People usually stay tuned to their radios, televisions, and other social media platforms to listen to important announcements, especially when the timing is known with certainty. The most important announcement that the world is waiting for is about the second coming of our Savior and Lord Jesus to the earth. When he was ascending to heaven after his resurrection, he declared that he would return for his followers. The fact of Jesus' second coming is heartwarming and cheerful for believers, but also a terrible news for unrepentant sinners. No one knows when Jesus will return, but God has graciously provided us with clues about signs of his soon return. The Bible mentions signs such as rumors of war, wars, terrible diseases, and natural disasters, to name a few. Wise believers can read the signs and know that the archangel will soon sound the trumpet, and Jesus Christ will appear in the sky any moment from now. Get prepared and be ready at all times to be with Jesus when he returns. Prayer for today. O Lord, help me to be watchful so that your coming will not meet me unprepared. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.